Hey, you. Welcome to Tea Talk, a space to share the therapy tea. I'm Shailene, your host, and I hope you'll join me each week as we sit down to share tips, stories, and conversations on getting better emotionally, recovering from trauma, and improving your overall quality of life. I want to remind everyone that even though podcasts can feel therapeutic, they are definitely not a replacement for therapy. Please, at any point, if you feel the need to take a break because the content is too heavy, please do that and take care of yourself. Also, if you're loving this podcast, please do me a favor and leave me a review, share your reflections with me on Instagram, and share it with a friend who needs to hear it. All right, so I'm ready, you're ready, and we're friends now. So go ahead and sit down, cozy up, and let's get ready for today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Tea Talk. I am here with fabulous Kelly Sue, modern day mystic, soul coach, life organizer of myself. Keeps me together. You heard her episode before and she's back because I just needed to share more of the wisdom that I get to take from her all of the time. Welcome back to Tea Talk, Kelly Sue.
Thank you. I love being here. I just looked forward to it. I was like, we just always have such good
chats. It is good chats. Yeah. And I'll tell y'all a little bit of backstory about going into this episode. I was texting, messaging you, and I was like, Kelly Sue, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get out of bed. And also, just so y'all know, Kelly Sue is like the kindest person in the world. She does house sitting for me, but she's also my assistant, but she has a much cooler, more special and fitting name as an assistant. She's the manager of the magic at DBT of South Jersey and Rebel Mente. So if you've been on the podcast, if you've done any events with us, there's like some, if you've seen a social media post, you have had contact with Kelly Sue without even realizing it. So she does a lot of stuff, poor girl. And then here I am, like, not saying, hey, can you help me figure out how to get this scheduled? I'm like, I can't even get out of bed. Can you help me, please? And I remember, so I'm just like, first of all, feeling bad for you. Second of all, I was remembering posts that you made on Instagram about the seasons and how we need to align our actions with the seasons in order to take care of ourselves. And I remember specifically there was a post about how you have to winter in the winter, and the wintering was like certain actions and behaviors you had to do. And I was just like, I didn't winter, Kelly Sue, and now I can't get out of bed. I'm so tired. I just had like no energy at all. And so anyways, all of that kind of brought us here so she can do like real life coaching and therapy for me here, you know, so everyone can benefit from it. So that was like really my thoughts going into it. By the way, what does that feel like for you when I message you and I'm like, step one today is I can't even get out of bed and I don't want to work, by the way. Like, I'm telling you, I don't want to work.
What does that feel like for me? I'm kind of just like, I want to encourage you to just like stay in bed and rest. I'm like, you're good. Like, we're good. We're okay. Rest. Nothing's going to like die.
That is true. And I know that in that moment, nothing's going to die, but like it just won't. So now, that was a couple of weeks ago. And I won't say it's still exactly the same, but I will say it's still kind of lingering. And we both noticed that this same time last year, because you're always telling me like, well, let's see what's going on. Like, let's talk about what's happening. Let's look at the patterns here. And so I remember that this same time last year, I went on a trip to Phoenix. It was like a fun trip, went for a concert. And when I got there, I slept so much. Like, my poor husband, it was like 7 o'clock at night. And he was like, yeah, do you want to like go out somewhere? And I was like, yeah. And then I sat down and then I just fell asleep. And it was like that the whole trip. I felt like there was a magnetic pull. At one point, I was like, maybe it's Phoenix. Like, maybe there's something here under the earth that's like pulling my specific like blood type energy. And it's just like, if I am here, then I am pulled to sleep. I was so tired. And so I was like, Okay, there's something going on. And I just kind of put all of that to you. What do you, I feel like this is like, an episode here, of like, read help all of my that. Life, fix my life.
Yeah. Well, I think you read it like very accurately because you like saw the pattern in that. And I do think like our body, like the thing with wintering and that, what I was kind of like talking about all winter on my social media was like, when we don't really regularly kind of incorporate true rest throughout the year, it's like when winter really comes, our bodies want it. I feel like they want it even more. So like Oh, that's why I think a lot of people get sick. That's why, like, you just needed to, like, hibernate and sleep, because it's like your body's just, like, hit this thing, and they're like, if you're not going to do it for me, we're going to take, right. we're like, going to take it over and, like, make you rest somehow. So I think a lot of people, when they go on Christmas break, I remember when I was a teacher and it was, like, Christmas break, I would just die. Like, I would get sick. I would be in bed for a couple days, and it's just, like, your body.
You had to. I mean, you're going and going and going for so long as a teacher, and then you just get this little break.
Yeah. And your body's like, okay, we're just going to take you down, because we need to do all this internal restoration that we should be doing over this longer span of a longer season, but we're just going to, like, yeah. you know, make you rest and do all of our magic behind the scenes, and then, like, you'll feel better. I do really think our bodies take over sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it felt, because I really didn't feel like I had much control over it. But it's yeah. funny how it has the ability to do that, I guess, when it has space, because it didn't know, like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I was on vacation. I didn't have my kid. So yeah. I had the space to do it. You talk about being on Christmas break. You didn't have work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess, like, when we have the space for it, that's when things kind of settle in. Tell everyone about this concept of wintering, what it means to you. How you kind of, like, came upon it, and what it means for everybody else.
Yeah, I've just been realizing more and more that cyclic living, living according to the cycles of nature, like, I kind of use nature as my, like, template, right? Or, like, baseline of, like, what should I be, how should I be living my life? And mm-hmm. I really felt it more when fall came. I was like, okay, this, and, like, I'm, like, tracking my patterns of, okay, this is when I slow down. This is when I, like, pull back. I kind of, like, clear out all of the fluff and, like, really kind of pull inward, starting really in fall. And then in winter, it's, like, even more so. It's, like, more inward, more rest. And just kind of watching nature, like, literally watching what happens to the trees, watching what the animals do outside, what happens on the land. It's, like, those two steps of, like, kind of autumn vibes and wintering are very absent from a lot of mainstream society, our go, 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 mm-hmm. our, like, high stress, high cortisol pacing of our lives. And so I just think it's a huge piece of the remedy to burnout. And, you know, we've talked about burnout on the other episode, and it's like, because if you just go, 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 like you saying, it's almost like when your body knows you have that break, because we're on this, like, cortisol, high stress, like, all the hormones mm-hmm. are pumping all the time with work and kids. And sometimes it's good things. It's, like, exciting things and whatever, but yeah. it's like, when the pedal stops, when we, like, let go, then our body can kind of rush in and be like, pull us down. And it's like, you need to just, mm-hmm. you just ground and, like, rest and sleep, mm-hmm. really. mm-hmm. So much happens when we sleep and really rest, you know, on the inside.
There is a lot of, even just, like, down to our cells, regeneration, like, they need the time to fix themselves and to go back.
Yeah.
And I am thinking about paying it, what you just said, paying attention to the animals and the trees. And I'm like, oh my God, like, the animals, some animals sleep the entire season.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and then yeah. I was like, oh, that sounds nice. Like, maybe I need to sleep for 3 months and then I won't be tired anymore.
It's true. I do. I think of the bears and the chipmunks and their whole, a lot of their active seasons. I was, like, reading about the bees even recently. It's like a lot of their spring and summer time is actually focused on their wintering, right? They're, like, gathering. And so as opposed to us, where it's like we kind of focus on the output of, like, summer. But it's like most of the plants and animals are really focusing on what can I do so that when winter comes, I'm well nourished and taken care of and cozy, and I can winter really well. So that, you know what I mean? So it's like our paradigm is a little on its head as humans.
Yeah, you talk about how, and I obviously relate to this, I've talked about this at different times on the podcast, like the idea of our society being one that's go, 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 and then we don't get the chance to really catch up. And then what happens is we get burnt out, or we get sick, or I don't know, we just fall asleep during our vacation. Like, that's what I did. But we sleep through our entire trip. Yeah, so and I'm writing this down. So what mm-hmm. can I do so that when winter comes, I can rest, like when the seasons that are encouraging me to rest come, that I can do that. It just feels like such a, in one way, it feels very simple, like, oh, okay, do more this time, do less this time. Mm-hmm. However, we're not in that movie where things right. align with that. Like, that's not the way that things go. And so I'm curious about, like, how do you do that?
I think it's more so living all of the seasons throughout, like, in your daily life, in your weekly life. No, right? Not just like, oh, winter's here. Now it's like time to really rest hard. It's more like in my week, I have solitude. I go for long farm walks. You know, I make sure I have some spacious spots. Like a lot of what I talk about with my clients is like, do you have like white space in your week? Just like open some white space, whether it's like first thing in the morning or after work, you like go for your walk and just kind of like let your mind wander, have no responsibilities, like not be. I even say like go for a walk, no pets, no kids. Cause like even when you have your pets and your kids and you love them, it's like
you're taking care of somebody. Like, yeah. Tracking. You're still thinking and on.
So like to kind of go for this like solo walk. And honestly, the like solo nature walk, so many traditions, like spiritual traditions and, you know, native traditions have this as like a way of receiving spiritual downloads, as a way of like calming anxiety, all of these things. And so I think having white space in your week and just restful habits. And also another thing we talked about in Winter Wonders is that resting for a lot of us, it actually is, it's hard. It's like exercise. You kind of have to put in the, you have to show up and put in the time and the reps, even if it's uncomfortable. Like in Winter Wonders, we had a lesson on rest and I was like, just try even 10 minutes of just like sitting there in the quiet, maybe staring out the window, watching the clouds.
Building the muscle.
By. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because for living in this culture, and then even, and you and I have talked about this too, like intergenerational trauma, like what we bring forth into ourselves from the survival energy of our ancestors that had to go, go, go to really actually survive and live. It's like, that's all still like in us. And so to kind of keep building the capacity for rest is going to take practice and time. It's not something you can just like land in a month because it took however old we are. It's, you know, we've been living in this kind of society and energetic paradigm for most of our lives. So to reverse that takes time.
Yes. Last week was better going. I'm just highlighting my trajectory for everyone so they understand how tired I've been and how it's relevant here. So first week was coming back from vacation. I couldn't tell if it was, I felt physically tired. I was sick on vacation and I went to Disney. So it wasn't like a relaxing vacation. I went to Disney with my child. I loved it though. I had such a good time. And I also couldn't tell if it was just like post-vacation depression because I was like, I want to go back. And I had just left. But I was like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to work. I don't really want to. I was like, how can I retire like tomorrow? And that's nowhere in my immediate plan. So it was a little bit like far-fetched. So that kind of carried on for a week. And then the energy started to pick up a bit. I was able to like get, I think, feeling better. Everyone in the house is feeling better. I was getting back to my workouts. It was like sunnier out. Felt like there was a sign of life again. But then going into the weekend, it's like, I wake up on Monday and on Monday, I'm like, what am I going to do on Saturday? Like, I can't wait till Saturday comes. Right. And I don't want to live like that. And I had a long period of not being in that place. Like when I was working back in agency work, I felt like that a lot. And I remember having more Sunday scary episodes where I was like, oh my God, like I can't even enjoy it today because tomorrow's coming. I don't have that anymore. I remember one time it was like really intense because I'm just not a morning person. And I had to be at work at like 6:30. And when I would leave for work, my husband at the time was my boyfriend at the time. He was just sleeping and I would say bye to him. And then like after that, I had to go to grad school. And I just remember sometimes in the morning, I would just cry. I was like, I don't want to do it.
I would too.
It was so hard. So anyways, like I know what it's like for it to be bad and it's not anywhere like that. And so it was just kind of, I was more curious about it this time. Like, what is this funk coming from? And so past week it picked up, but I still felt last week was like, oh, I can't wait to get to the weekend. And so then what are all of the things that are zipped up tight throughout the week? It's like being really locked down on how I eat and exercising and obviously like work, 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 trying to get as much as I can done. But then the weekend came and I was like just so sub-level energy that I had this like, on the one hand, the things that I quote unquote wanted to do to like reward myself for getting through the week, it's usually like going out to eat, having yummy drinks, like doing something fun or just being lazy, but like nothing was satisfying to me. So I was just kind of like eating a bunch of junk and I was like, oh, it's the weekend. I'm going to treat myself, but I also don't like any of this. So why am I even doing this? And then I felt more tired and more like, bleh. But also I tried really hard. So this is the thing I did different. I tried really hard to pay attention to not doing something else. So like normally I would have done, like I did feel the urge to be like, well, why don't I just do some work? And I was like, no, Shailene, because even though this doesn't feel like, it didn't feel restful, but I still like planted my butt on the couch and sat there. And I did watch like trash TV, which probably isn't the most restorative thing, but I was like, I'm sitting here and I'm just watching TV. And I like, that's it. And I don't care that I'm not comfortable. Like, it still didn't feel restful. And I feel like for me, what you're talking about, like practicing it and increasing your capacity for rest, I really don't know how to rest unless I'm like on a beach in a beach chair with a book by myself. And it's not very often that time comes. Like, but in my mind, it's hard to pair the association of like cellular, and I know what that feels like, cellular rest with anything other than like leaving the country. Like, oh God. That's the point that I'm at now. And so I have to find ways to weave it in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And you know, even as I remember speaking to a yoga teacher once who did retreats, and there's just a way in which like, especially as someone who has like multiple businesses, like my brain is always thinking like, it could be something my nail tech said to me. And I'm like, I could get this on the podcast, mm-hmm. or like I could turn this into a quote for social media or something. Like my brain's always waiting. And so it takes so much more. And I remember the retreat leader, I remember saying like, how do you get rest? Or like, how are vacations for you now that you do yoga retreats all over the world? And she was like, it takes me like 3 weeks now. Like I have to be away for 3 weeks before I feel that, because my mind's always in like go, 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 go work mode. And so I got to figure out like, how do I take this? I love what you said earlier. It's like, how do I weave these practices in my daily life and my weekly life and not just have my brain associate it with like, okay, well, I might have white space on my calendar, but it didn't feel restorative to me. And like, it wasn't productive in my normal sense of productivity. I wasn't even good at resting. It just felt not good, you know? That's what I tried this weekend.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad you just sat and watched trash TV.
I think, and it was great. Yeah. I mean, I will say I loved it. But I was still so like, what else? And even Saturday night, I remember being like, I'm going to go take a bath. And I haven't taken a bath. Chris was like, okay. I was like, I'm just going to go try it and see what the bath is like. And yeah, it was weird. I just sat there, but I was also, I'll stop talking after this, but I remember being so tired that I sat, there's like a window in the one corner of the bathroom, and I brought a book with me because normally when I relax, I'm like reading or I'm still doing something. I'm still reading. I'm listening to a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So I sat in the bathtub. I had my Kindle with me, but I was so tired. I just stared out the window and I was like,
that's great.
Oh, the trees. And then I sat and I thought, we need a bigger window because I need to see all the trees. This episode is brought to you by DBT of South Jersey and the Experience Wise Mind Workshop. So this is for all of my South Jersey local friends who are able to make it to the Experience Wise Mind Workshop happening in Voorhees, New Jersey, starting at the end of March on the 30th and running through April 20th. This is a really special series because it combines DBT and movement. There are so many people who struggle with the concept of finding their wisdom and trusting their intuition, particularly when you've lived through a lot of invalidation or you've lived through trauma, it becomes really, really hard to trust yourself, to know what it is that you want, to get out of your head and to be able to make decisions that you feel like are the right decisions for you. And even in teaching Wise Mind through DBT, there are a lot of people who just feel like they cannot relate to it. And so Alexandra Pancella is a therapist. She is trained in not only DBT, but prolonged exposure to heal PTSD, and is a yoga teacher. And she's combining movement and the embodied practice of yoga with the Wise Mind teaching. This is super special and you won't be able to find it anywhere else. So make sure that you sign up on the DBT of South Jersey website under events in the yoga section. It's $100 for the entire series, which breaks down to only $25 a class. It's happening on Thursdays from 5 to 6, and we hope to see you there.
That is one of the things I say a lot. So I think we often overcouple or like couple rest with like not being productive or rest with like shame or guilt because like I'm not being useful, mm-hmm. I'm not spending this time wisely. But that's like so colonial mindset. It's like, yeah. Do the bears get guilty when they're in their kitchen? No, they're doing like what they're made to do. And like,
I don't know, do they? No. They don't. That's the answer.
They're like happily, fully resting. And so I think we, through just, our culture that we have, it's like we've coupled rest with like all of these negative, you know, narratives around it. But I love that you just sat and stared out the window. It's one of the like prescriptions I offer all the time. It's like after work, just lay on the floor and stare out the window. Watch the clouds go by. It's like very, it's one of the best, I think, and most successful ways to just like start practicing rest. Because when I have so many thoughts on this.
I know. I said a lot. So just go in whatever direction. Okay. We'll catch it all.
Firstly, like screen-wise and eye-wise, like, you know, our ancestors were used to looking at nature from afar and these like, like seeing the sky and the trees, like this like long vista. And like that is very like restorative through our eyesight into our body. It's like a very restorative vision versus, you know, after we spent all this time on the screen every day or all week. Dopamine plays a role in a lot of this with like, you know, work stuff and hitting goals and even social media and getting likes and, you know, all of the like momentum of social media. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of that is like, we have to, I think, be mindful of where our dopamine hits are coming from. And it's okay if it's from worky things. Like it's great to get through a to-do list and, you know, whatever, create a great post. And we don't want that to be our only source of where we're getting dopamine from. So I think workouts are great. Like I know you work out a lot and getting that in, I feel like always feels like some kind of a hit of like good vibes for the most part, getting good sweat or a good workout in. I think rest can be unsexy and feel boring and that's okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think life, going back to some of your, you were talking about your like winter kind of meh feeling. I think this is where the cyclic living, in integrating cyclic living comes in, because ebbs and flows are very natural, right? It's very, even in a relationship, right? It's very natural to have like very passionate or like, you know, really intense times. And then it's also very natural for that to ebb and to allow the ebbs of energy or dopamine or whatever to not be a bad thing and to be like, oh, this is a natural cycle of energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that we kind of poo-poo when like energy is low or, you know, we're not feeling sexy or we're not feeling motivated. But it's like that is a natural receding, just like the ocean, right? It's like a natural receding, right, coming back in. Even if we don't feel something going on mentally or even in our body, there is a restoration happening in an ebb for your creativity or whatever. And so let it be boring. It's okay. Like, you know, and that's what I mean when I say like my template for looking at these things really is nature, because like the trees are cool being bare right now. Like they're fine with it. And they will, they know that this is a part of it. And then in a few weeks and months, they will start to go outward again.
Taking it in, I'm processing, I'm downloading. Yeah, the ebbs are uncomfortable and it makes sense what you said around it's a part of the natural flow. I feel like, you know, there are probably several reasons why it's not this way anymore, but the, you're right. Being in the ebb isn't comfortable and it feels like something's wrong. Like it's like not even, I don't think I'm in the place where I'm questioning like, why am I not happy right now or why? But I think the reframe for dopamine is really helpful, because I could sit around on a Saturday and be like, okay, we're not doing anything. We should be making something of this time, whether it's happy time or productive time. Like we should be doing something. I can understand how in the ebb place that it's not necessarily that I need to be happy, but when you reframe it around the dopamine hit, that makes more sense to me, because I, on, you know, when I do have white space, I'm like, oh, we should be doing something fun or we should be doing something productive. And just not having anything is really hard for me to tolerate. And when I think about it, if you were to say like, well, what do you need to be happy all the time? I'd be like, no. But reframing it as like, oh, my dopamine's just not firing right now. And that's okay, because that's needed. I think that's just easier for me to wrap my brain around, because I'm like, okay, this is, yeah, there's nothing sparking right now. And your brain's like, what do we do? Also with that, I think that like our span for that has probably, I don't know. I feel like COVID messed a lot of us up in that way of like our tolerance of that has gotten a lot lower. Immediate gratification, like I need to be happy now, I need to be entertained now. And I just feel like our attention span went down because we were in front of screens and kind of like isolated the whole time. Yeah, so
I needed some hits of good feeling hormones.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So then when they, so, and I mean, from that perspective too, I think it would also make sense that like downtime does feel a little uncomfortable mm-hmm. because if we were in that place for so long of like isolation and looking for dopamine hits, even in connection and things like that, that when that feeling comes back, it's like, wait, are we okay? Is something supposed to be happening right now? Yeah. And it's like, no, nothing's supposed to be happening. Yep. You're good. Mm-hmm. Everything is fine. The things are growing and moving and fixing themselves back in there.
Yeah, true. It's true. It can feel a little like, am I doing something wrong? Like, why am I? But it's like, if you can get really present in those moments and know the dopamine, you know, cycle or even stress cycle, right? Like even cortisol, adrenaline, the work stress cycle, all of that can sometimes feel really good in some sense of the word. But if you're just like get really present and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm just feeling kind of, you know, blah. And mm-hmm. looking at the trees outside the window and they're kind of bare too. And like, it's okay to be this way. Like there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with it. And then you can even go deeper like and just be like, you know, start thinking of all the things that you're grateful for. As cliche as it sounds and as annoying as it seems, it's like sometimes those are really good moments to just be like, my health feels good. You know, I have my house. There's like, I have all these great relationships. Like just because we're in a little bit of an energetic ebb doesn't mean that I don't have a very full, beautiful life going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have been doing that. That has been that tape's been playing in the morning for whatever reason. I'm very thankful for it. It's just been kind of natural. Like I was getting out of bed early and now I'm not doing that. Like my alarm will go off and then I'm like, okay, my alarm went off. I have 30 more minutes to lay here.
Yes.
So I lay there, but I really try my best to just focus on like how comfortable I am in my bed. Mm. I'm like, oh, this bed yes. is so nice and these blankets are so soft and I'm so grateful that I just get to lay here and like position my body in a way that it doesn't feel any strain or anything like that. So I have been doing that and that's been a natural. Good. I can see it moving in the direction of like, I don't need to retire tomorrow. I can keep going. Yeah. But I want to ask about, I have two questions and I don't know if we'll have time for both. Sure. So the first one is like when you do feel yourself on these extremes. So like for myself, I feel the extreme of like in the beginning of the week, it's like, go, 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 productivity, productivity, blah, 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 blah. Even if it's fun things like schedule, schedule. And then on the weekends, I'm like crashing. And then I'll feel guilty about that, which is my second question. Like, how do you work on not judging yourself? Because it's easy to be like, don't judge yourself for it. But like, how do you actually make that connection happen up in your brain? So the one is, how do I have less extremes of go, 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 rest, 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 rest. And then two, when I move into places of having rest, how do I not judge myself other than just being like, don't judge yourself. You deserve rest. It's like, that's not cutting it for me. It's not sticking up here.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it can't because it's a somatic thing. Yeah, I agree. Mm. I really do think it's what I've done with clients with rest is really to practice resting. So put 10 or 15 minutes aside just to do nothing and be boring and unsexy and just kind of sit there. And notice your thoughts like you were doing, like, oh, I feel guilty or feel shameful or I could be doing X, Y, and Z at this time. So I think being aware of your thoughts is the first step because half the people who have a hard time resting aren't even aware of what they're coupling it with that doesn't need to be paired with it. So just being aware of the thoughts that come up and also your somatic sensations when you're resting. So when you're in the bath or just sitting there staring out your window, notice how your body feels. Like some people might actually feel more tense in their chest, you know, or their belly might start to feel nervous because they think they're going to get in trouble if they're being lazy or whatever. I know in the mm-hmm. convent, it was like bad to be idle. It was like idleness is like of the devil. So there's like that weird pairing. So feel your like,
that's intense. Yeah. I'm like, if you can get through thinking that the devil was going to, I don't know, strike you or something, if you're resting, then I think I can listen to what you're saying and try it.
It's kind of extreme, but I feel like it, yeah, if you know, you know, it was a thing. But so feeling your somatic sensations, like being with them, if it feels safe enough for you to do this on your own, right? Being with your somatic sensations. And then I find a helpful question is always like, what needs to happen? Like really asking your body, if you're trying to rest, you're noticing this, you feel a tenseness or a nervousness or something in your body or even in your shoulders or your neck, feel it, notice it and be like, what needs to happen? And sometimes your body will just do the thing. You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. might just like need to open your shoulders. And so like this, or you might need to stand up and like actually stretch out. And some of these like little somatic pattern changes, right? Instead of like feeling anxious, you feel it. And then you just like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And you like get up and leave instead of that pattern. kind of try to let your body lead, ask it what it needs to do to kind of move or dissipate that whatever mm-hmm. sensation, uncomfortable sensation is. And sometimes it'll just answer you and it will just, I've experienced that, you know, and just kind of move. So I think like somatically pattern interrupting is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably you'll have a nice exhale and you'll be like, okay, that took like 10 minutes and we did a new thing. I can do this, you know, and try mm-hmm. again. So yeah, I do think it's not just a mentally, oh, step judging myself. It needs to be
like
felt.
Like a full body practice.
Yeah, into mm-hmm. the body. What was the other question?
Well, that kind of answered both of them. But okay. The question was around like not having such extremes.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm hearing like daily practice mm-hmm. and like not waiting. Don't put your rest off. Like mm-mm. rest today, rest now, rest every day. Don't put it off. Practice it, grow it, nurture it, water it, sunlight, all of the things.
Yes.
And then don't judge it. So practicing it in a way where you feel what's happening in your body, listen to that, go with that message, and then notice it as opposed to talking about it in your mind. Like, don't talk about it. Just do it. Feel it, notice it, and see what the message is that goes along with that. Were there mm-hmm. any other things that helped you with the judgment piece to not be having like these criticisms towards yourself around it?
I do think the educational component of like generational trauma, of how this anxious feeling or this inability to rest is not just mine. You know what I mean? It's not just my life or me growing up in this culture. And I feel like it helps take the blame off of just us when it's like, yeah, it also is from our culture, but it's also from our ancestors who really did have to survive and they really did have to work in order to like get food and survive. And so that energy is in ourselves. And so we carry that. But what I love about our generation, I feel like with this type of work specific, I feel like we're like this bridge generation. We actually have the knowledge of generational trauma. We like know what our ancestors did. We like know how trauma works. It's in our cells. We feel it. We're like in the middle because mm-hmm. we're like living it. We like feel the uncomfortableness of the survival trauma and the lack of being able to fully rest. But we're also in a place to transform that and do the work so that like the next generations, actually it might be alchemized a little bit better. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. by doing these little boring kind of unsexy practices of staring out the window, of feeling the tenseness in my belly when, you know, when I'm trying to rest in little by little, and then teaching the next generation, whether it's your kids, whether it's your clients, teaching them to listen to their body and know that rest is just like nature. I mean, we're a part of nature just like, you know, the bears and the trees. We're not separate from it. And so it's actually the ebbs and the resting is just what we should have been doing all along, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also like for myself, it's helpful to think of it when you explain everything that you just did. It helps me to think of rest as like a rebellious act. Like,
for sure.
Because I get very in my head, even with like, so this weekend was another example. My plan was to just chill. Like there's no plans on Saturday. I was kid free Saturday to Sunday. So I was like, I'm going to go out to eat. I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to have whatever I want, like whatever. I probably won't work out on Saturday. I'll probably work out on Sunday. And then Sunday came and I just didn't feel like it. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to work out just because I said I was going to work out. Like that's not. So there's like this rebellious piece of like, oh no, I have to be practicing rest because nobody's going to tell me what to do, even if it's like my own critic. On the inside, it's like, no, I'm going to sleep in and I'm going to enjoy it, you know? Yeah. And so there is this like rebellious piece
like
that
a reclamation.
Comes with resting.
I've been saying reclamation mm-hmm. recently because I really do feel that way because it's like, it is kind of, at this point in time, it is kind of rebellious reclamation if you're like really starting to practice it in your life because it's like not the normal pace of society still. I think mm-hmm. more of us are coming into it and we're just like realizing like it kind of sucks to live the other way. So we're coming yeah. back to it. And I think especially as women, I feel like we have a lot of power because when we do it in our household, like when if you do it, if you enact it and you set that template, your family is going to follow what you do. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so we have a lot of power in that as women, I think, of the household.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. All right. Well, I feel like I've got a bunch of different things I'm going to do differently. I'm going to try them out
yes.
and I'm going to report back. Let people know where they can find you if they want to learn more about, because Kelly Sue does, she coaches people on this. She does courses on this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So let people know where they can find you if they want to learn more about it and they want to winterize.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what the spring, what's the spring? I like winterize too. You might want to do something with that. What's the spring thing going to be? Like spring in something?
I've been playing with names. I think it might be Spring Sings. I like that. Ooh, I like that vibe.
I like that too.
It's coming. It's coming. It's landing. Okay. Soon okay. to theaters near you. but yes, Autumn Alignment and Winter Wonders are the two containers on my and they're like still like what I always say too is they're still like very you know relevant even if we're not living in that season. They have a lot of lessons. If this type of medicine is lacking from your life, you can still get like the recordings and like try to integrate all of that no matter what season of year it is. My Instagram is just Kelly Sue Fitz, and so is my website, kellysuefitz.com. So it's all there. Yeah.
Kelly Sue Fitz with a Z.
Correct.
All right. Well, hit up Kelly Sue.
Yes,
and
thank you for having
winterize,
me.
Winterize, fall in, spring out, spring sing, and then chill in the summer.
Yes. Yeah, summer will be fun. We'll come back to that.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening this week. If you like this episode, please share it with someone, follow, review, all of the things, and we will see you next time. Take good care. All right, that's today's episode, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Tea Talk. I hope that your cup of tea is full today and that you were able to pull something out of this for yourself. If you know someone that needs to hear this episode, please send it their way. And let me know what you're thinking by sending me a message on Instagram. I love hearing from you all. And make sure to follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you are loving what you're hearing, please leave me a review and a rating. It would mean so much. All right, friends, take good care, and I will see you next time.